Welcome to Murky Chronicles 27. It's New Year's Eve. A few short hours will be 2021. I am thankful of the Butcher Dabashe.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
Yes, you are, man. Wow, it's been a wacky but a quick year.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the last episode of the year. Ready to move on from this 2021.
Well, speaking about moving on, I know you're sick of me talking about this, but I want to put this vegan thing to rest.
Okay.
Unless we could drag it on throughout the next year.
Oh, no, I'm good. Let's move on to something new.
Okay. Well, you know, I always had a big thing. If you're vegan and you swallow, are you still a vegan? I looked up the definition real quick, and it says a person who does not eat any food from animals and who are typically does not use other animal products is a strict vegan. The adjective is eating, using, or containing no food or other products diverted from animals, right?
Okay.
Well, then I found this article. It's fairly recent, from July 20th, 2021.
Right.
And it says that is semen vegan. It says, can vegans consume semen? And the nature of semen being vegan or not lays in the gray area. Oral sex is very common among young youth these days. It is a fun way to jazz up, you know, sex life. Vegans do not consume anything that is sourced from animals. But it seems that vegan... and it's okay to gulp down while things get steamy. That might be a question for many. So semen is a bodily fluid comprised of mature sperm and other secretions from different body organs. Though 90% of semen is water, the other 10% consists of many other ingredients other than sperm, and these ingredients, however, can easily be obtained in products, thereby not limiting their source. So the vegan status of semen remains ambiguous. So the question of determining the nature of semen as a vegan can be tricky, but check this out. It goes on and on the article, and it mentions that that semen is a type of body fluid, you know, that men produce, blah, 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 you know, grayish substance. And, you know, and everyone knows how that, you know, everyone knows how that it produces, right? So it has several substances, including, it provides nutrients essential for survival. So the sperm will survive in the female's body. It also, ease the mobility of the sperm to move throughout, you know, through the fallopian tubes and all that. So sum it all up. I won't read the whole article.
Well, it sounds like you already did.
Well, it could be a little longer, but it's not just water. It has multiple components can help determine the exact dietary stretch nature of semen. And... okay, we'll just get down to the point. I don't want to bore everyone. So, the million-dollar question is, okay, the fluid secreted by glands enriched in fructose and forms about 70% of the entire semen composition. Fructose is the main thing of semen, and it's not exclusively produced by... human body, and it can be easily sourced from respective plants. It is very commonly available and consumed by people around the globe. So everyone listen up. This includes vegans as well. So to all you vegans out there, hey, you're still vegan if you swallow.
Finally. Can we put this to rest?
Okay. Speaking on that, so real quick, if vegans are hungry, real quick, just real fun fact, since we're this is my last time I'm going to talk about vegan. And the swallow thing.
I don't know why I don't believe you, but okay, keep going.
The top 10 vegan restaurants in states. Number 10 is Miami, Florida. Number 9, Atlanta, Georgia. Number 8, Chicago, Illinois. Number 7, Washington, D.C. And number 6, Portland, Oregon. Number 5, Houston. Number 4, Seattle. Number 3, San Francisco, California. Number 2, Los Angeles, California. And what do you think is the number 1 U.S. State or city that has the most vegan restaurants? And this is not
no idea.
I mean, this doesn't cloud going out in the alleyway and just, you know, New York City.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So I guess you are still vegan if you swallow. That's I'm actually kinda happy about that. I got it.
Well, that's good.
It's What's that?
Back on that vegan dating site and find you a vegan.
No, I'm not. I really don't care if you're vegan or not, but did you like my new sound effect I found? Did you hear it?
Oh, I thought you were flushing the toilet.
Oh. So, what do you got, man? Well, it's your new year. This is going to be kind of a short, you know, fun one. We got a nice story at the end of the show, but we want to, you know, appreciate to all the countries out there's been listening. I want to give a shout out to Germany, of course, the United States, Germany, Australia, Sweden, Canada, Portugal. And if we missed you, it's because it didn't show up in our stats yet. So gorgeous Kenny Roberts and I want to say thanks for your support. And we got big things coming for 2022. What do you think about that, Gorgeous
That's
Kenny?
Right. Yeah, we definitely thank you all for listening. And we definitely have bigger things to come next year.
I'm kind of disappointed in this episode. I kind of feel like I rushed through the whole vegan thing.
I felt like it drug out, and I was actually falling asleep.
Well, I got a couple more fun facts. I got 12 horror movies for 2020. If you want me to read down the list real quick.
Yeah, but 2020 was still last year.
I mean, 2021, excuse me.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, look. Bring it on.
Number 12 is Host, starring Rob Savage.
Never heard of it.
Gretel and Hansel.
Okay.
Starring Oz Perkins. I'm Thinking of Ending Things, Charles Kaufman. Number 9, Anything for Jackson, Justin Dyke. His House, Remy Weeks. Number 7, The Dark and the Wicked. Number 6, The Wolf in Snow Hollow. Hear any of these?
I've never heard of any of them.
I know you heard of Relic.
I have.
Number 5. Number 4 is The Hunt. Number 3 is Color, Out of Space. Number 2, The Invisible Man. And number 1.
We talked about.
What's that?
We talked about The Invisible Man.
Yep. And number 1, The Processor.
You know, it's funny. The movie theater is pretty much just opened up here. So with all these movie releases that came out, they must have been screening movies, or I just don't even recall seeing advertisements for them.
Yeah. I remember seeing the advertisement for The Invisible Man. The last two movies I saw with me and my son, the new Ghostbuster one, I thought that was excellent. Uh-huh. I thought that was excellent. And the new Spider-Man one, Homecoming, that was excellent too. To me it was about a tie. I liked them both equally.
So did your theaters in Washington just open up? Or
they've been open? I mean, you know, we have one of the, this is how idiotic this whole shutdown is. They want you to space out and wear masks, but then it's okay to sit down in a cram movie theater unmasked.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, those invisible walls they put up.
Right. Well, you
once
know,
once you sit down and take a mask off, you're good. Well, you, like at the restaurant.
Well, you know, yeah, the COVID, you know, no, they don't go over, you know, so high, and they know not to attack in movie theaters, right?
Right.
Well, I got a couple Bigfoot fun facts, and I know I threw all these stats at you, blindsided you. I just thought I was bored, snowed in, and I got a couple things. I got one, states with the most Bigfoot sightings overall.
All right, what you got?
Missouri, 154.
That's number one, or
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. These are eight states, and I'm going from number eight up.
Okay.
And it has state population. Baba. That was my son busted into the studio, everybody. So it breaks down by state population and sightings per 100K, but I won't read all that. Missouri, 154 sightings. Michigan, 220. Texas, 246. Oregon, 254. Illinois, 296. Ohio, 302. Florida, 328. What do you think the last two states are?
I would probably guess Oregon and Washington.
California, 445, and Washington, 646.
Nothing in Oregon, huh?
It just said the most Bigfoot sightings, but I do have one more stat here. It says...
Hold up. I got a question for you.
Okay.
So, were those for the year? Or were those
For
the year, gotcha, okay.
So this one I have, it says the most, the states with the most Bigfoot sightings by population. So, Ohio, so there's two, four, six, there's 10 of them. So Ohio at 302, Oklahoma at 104, Alaska at 22, Arkansas at 108, Wyoming at 28, Montana at 52, Idaho 93, your neck of the woods.
Nice.
West Virginia 104, Oregon 254, and then Washington 646.
Wow. Okay.
So, anyways... Yeah.
Well, those are good facts.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's about it.
Well, that being said, so the end of the year, Murky Chronicles 2022.
Uh-huh.
What is our outlook in your eyes? What is our prediction for us in 2022?
Well,
I know we talked about bigger things. I would love to do a live podcast on when we're out doing some squatching.
Yes, that would be.
That's my goal for 2022.
Okay.
What about you?
That's my goal. Do some remote stuff with Murky Chronicles. But I agree with you there. I think and watch us grow and maybe. You had mentioned before, maybe do some conventions like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But I got some predictions I want to predict.
All right. And how about the video? Did we get any further with video?
All I got right now, matter of fact, I looked into it this morning and I don't know. I'll take that back. It looks like Spotify. When our host uploads videos, it'll take out the audio from our video and upload them to all the different platforms that we're already on, and then I'll show the video on Spotify.
Oh, cool.
But Spotify only.
That's cool.
Yep.
So we need to look into that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no looking at that. We just got to, it'd be nice to go do, like you said, go do some kind of on location thing and do that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can make it cool. Maybe get some listeners to meet up with us and go out.
Yes. Yes. That would be nice. How about some predictions?
Bring the predictions.
All right, Mike. This is my 2022 prediction.
These nuts.
I decided to play that. I love that.
Dave, tell yourself this is the room, okay? There's a lot of noise.
What'd you say?
To tell your son to leave the room.
Oh, he's already gone. He's already gone. All right, here's my prediction. My 2022 prediction, we'll have a new president before the next election. Gorgeous Kenny Roberts and I will have a great year for Murky Chronicles in 2022. And one more thing. Gorgeous Kenny Roberts will turn vegan.
No. That's not going to happen.
Okay. We'll see by next year.
All right.
What's your predictions?
That's tomorrow. Oh, what's my predictions? Man, I don't know. Definitely a better year than this year. You know, every year getting better. Well, that being said, Seattle Mariners winning their first World Series. You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Let's see. That's a big one. Yeah. I never thought I'd see the Mariners go to the World Series in my lifetime. So that's going to happen this year. Got to get that faith.
Okay, for Mariners. Okay, I agree with that.
I'm going to win the lottery. That's my next one. But, and then when I do that, we're going to take Murky Chronicles to the next level.
Sounds good to me. I got a little heat today on Facebook.
Why is that?
Because I don't like our woke Seahawks coach anymore. I didn't care for him the last couple of years, and I said I wouldn't mind if the Seattle Seahawks got traded to Oklahoma. Or got bought by Oklahoma?
Why would you say that?
Why not? I wouldn't mind just having the Mariners as our main team in Seattle. We could get rid of Seattle, Seahawks. Let them go to Oklahoma. Let them have a football team.
They got college. They don't need pro.
What's that?
They got plenty of college ball in that state. They don't need pro.
No, they don't. No, they don't. So, yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. So, you started that one off there. Like, oh, you're just stirring the pot by the end of the year.
Oh, that's all good. That's all right.
Yeah. Keep doing what you do.
And
bring it into the new year.
You know what my message to everyone is?
What's that?
Yes, sir.
That's my message to everybody that are haters.
All right.
I'm in one of those beautiful moods today. I got gorgeous Kenny Roberts. We're doing our last Murky Chronicles of the year. We settled the vegan controversy that you're still vegan if you swallow. You know what I just thought of, though, too, real quick?
No, so don't go.
Fructose is sugar, right? I ran out of Splenda today. I have plenty of fructose to put in my coffee. Oh, man. This is my favorite episode.
I'll tell you what, brother. I've had it with you, and I don't want to do another podcast with you until next year.
You know what?
We're on a timeout.
I'm sick of you, too. I don't want to do another one till next year either.
These nuts.
Oh, yeah, these nuts.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
These nuts.
Wait, one more. Who? Wait, one more. One more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
These nuts.
I'm going to have fun. You know, I think Pahu Rojo and Jay Linderman, I think they're going to be in some trouble. So they invited me to come on their show like once a month and even produce it, right? And this is what they're going to have to put. And this was what they're going to have to put up with.
These nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a dream last night.
I don't want to hear about your nuts, man.
Okay. Oh, I did. This. You know what? This is a sign, though. So, I heard Charlotte Flair is single now, right? I had a vivid dream last night. I don't know if it's because I took too much melatonin or not, but we were talking. I don't know. I don't remember where we were. It was one of those dreams. I don't remember at all. And then she says, if you want me, you got to work for it. And she goes, I'm down. So I took that as a sign. Maybe me and her are going to be an item.
All right. I hope that happens for you.
Yep. So if she's still single, I hope she's not, but if she is single, I'm right here. They full of the Butcher Dabashi. We'd have beautiful offsprings, and we'd have some beautiful wrestlers.
There you go.
But if you're not,
you know, I think she's taller, you know. I think she's probably 6'2". Dude.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
I'm not prejudiced. I'm not prejudiced.
That's true.
I mean, if she's not single, I do apologize. No disrespect, but if you are, the invitation is open to be Mrs. Flair Dabashi.
Wow, man! So you be getting lots of snow there in Washington?
What about the changing snow?
Subject.
What's the?
You getting lots of snow?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's enough, and it's just a deep freeze now. It's going to be deep freeze, gotcha. And we're going to get more Thursday. I didn't get a chance to leave the house today. Tomorrow I'm going to try to hit the gym. I'm going kind of stir crazy. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Is the gym open on New Year's Day?
I don't know why.
That's tomorrow.
No, it's not. Oh, okay. Yes, it is tomorrow. It is tomorrow. Oh, yeah, it is. Well, I don't know. I don't think it is. I'm going to have to do my own workout running. I can't run because I'm still a gimp. So I guess I won't be back to the gym till what, Sunday or Monday?
There you go. A
few more hours, the ball's going to drop. The ball's going to drop.
These nuts.
And it's going to be 2022. And I hope everyone...
Yes, sir.
Have a great New Year's Eve and a great new year.
All right, man. As I said earlier, I am sick of you, and I can't wait to put you on all time down until next year.
Okay. I can handle that. Let's I'm sick of this. Go ahead and do your shout outs, and I'm sick of you till next year.
You know what? The people I've shouted out to already know. So I don't need to shout out.
No, yeah, you can. You want me to do your shout outs for you?
I'm done shouting.
No. Oh. So you swerved me.
I'm done.
You took my angle. Okay. Well, I'll get
what?
You took my angle. Okay. Then I guess I'll do my shout outs if you're not going to do your shout out. I'm going to give a I give a shout out to the best upholstery tagline in the business, Sweet and Low Upholstery. They're stitching is bitching.
Don't you shout out to me. We're not shouting out.
The owner might be a bitch, but it's still stitching is bitching now. And to Pahu Rojo and Jay Linderman, host Tales from the Abyss. Great podcast. Thanks for showing us love. My podcast, Lyrical Spit and Daily Spit. You can get all the show links along with Murky Chronicles at lyricalspit.com. Our 24-hour hotline, 360-200-8779. Leave a message, and you may just hear yourself right here on the show. And you can check me out on TikTok, and let's see what we can make go viral. And you can find me at Lyrical Spit Dobashi. And I'm excited to see what Murky Chronicles bring into the new year. Guess what I have in my mouth? This is what I have in my mouth, it sounds like, anyways.
These nuts.
All right, might as well give your shout-outs, brother. Give Micah some love.
All right, Micah. I'm just shouting out to you, brother. Shout out to Micah. I'm shouting out to Vince. I'm keeping it short.
Is that all you got to say? Are you done?
That's all I got to say. I'm done.
All right. Well, you know, we'll be right back after this brief commercial break. The Mysterious Traveler, and this was first heard on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This was originally broadcasted on January 5th, 1974. This is The Mysterious Traveler, The New Year's Nightmare. # save our children. Epstein and McAfee didn't kill themselves. And if she has an apple, she has a banana.
These nuts.
Yes, sir.
How do you like those apples?
You know where to put the banana.
What'd you say?
You know where to put the banana.
Oh, yes, I do.
Presents The Mysterious Traveler.
This is The Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me on another journey into the realm of the strange and the terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back and get a good grip on your nerves. If you can. Where are we going? Well, let us say for the moment, we're taking a little trip into time. And a story I call New Year's Nightmare. As the old year entered its last minute, the crowds at the Club Tropicana were waiting expectantly for the clock to strike midnight. At a ringside table, a lovely young woman angrily whispers to the man with her.
Chris, if you take another drink, I'll leave.
Oh, Judy, this is New Year's Eve. It'll be 1947 in another minute. Gotta celebrate, don't I? Just one more.
Just one more, just one more. That's what you always say. I wouldn't mind if it were just tonight, but you're always getting drunk.
Waiter, another bottle of champagne.
Nothing I say means anything to you, does it? Do you think because I've forgiven you a dozen times in the past, I'll do it again? But you're wrong, Chris.
Happy New Year, darling. 1947 is going to be our year.
No, Chris, it isn't. I won't marry a man who gets drunk in New York and wakes up the next day in another city.
Oh, Judy, what are you saying? You don't mean that. You know I love you.
Yes, Chris, you love me. But not enough to give up drinking. I'll miss you, Chris. Miss you terribly. But I know I'm doing the right thing.
Judy, don't talk like that. I couldn't live without you. You know that. Won't you?
I'm sorry, Chris. Here's your ring. Will you please take me home?
You don't have to leave. If the sight of my drinking is too much for you, I'll go someplace else and do it. Martin will take you home. Happy New Year, and goodbye.
Do you mind finishing that drink, mister? It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm dead on my feet.
Sure. Sure, I'll drink up. No matter what she says.
That's right. Now you better go home and sleep it off. Good night and a happy 1947 to you.
Thanks. And the same to you.
Cold.
Gotta find another bar. New Year's. Gotta celebrate. Another bar across the street. Oh, gotta celebrate.
Hey, mister! Look out for that car! You gonna get run down if you don't? Look out!
My head. Oh, it feels so funny. What's that noise? Those horns.
Well, darling, it's midnight, New Year's.
Oh, my head, it's throbbing so. Where am I? How did I get here?
Why, darling, you live here.
Live here? What are you talking about?
Charles, I'd better call Dr. Smith. You look so strange. Hello? Connect me with Dr. Smith's apartment, please.
I've never seen this place before.
Hello, doctor? This is Blanche Arnold. Yes, it's Charles. He isn't well. Could you come to our apartment at once? Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
What do you mean, I live here? Who are you? Where am I?
I'm your wife, Charles. This is our home, don't you remember?
You're my wife. You can't be. I'm not married. What am I doing here? What's your game?
Charles, can't you remember anything about us?
What are you talking about? I never saw you before. And why do you keep calling me Charles? My name is Chris. Chris Andrews.
Chris Andrews. So that's what the initial CA stood for.
Oh, that noise out there. What are they making such a racket for?
Because it's midnight, New Year's Eve.
Midnight? New Year's Eve? But it was midnight hours ago when I left the Club Tropicana. What are you talking about?
Oh, that must be Dr. Smith. I'll answer it.
Dr. Smith? I don't know any Dr. Smith.
Oh, come in, doctor. I'm so glad you're here. I think it's the amnesia. It seems to have left him all of a sudden. Charles? It's Dr. Smith.
I don't know him and I don't know you. And please stop calling me Charles. I told you my name is Chris Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Won't you sit down, Mr. Andrews? I'd like to talk with you for a few minutes.
What about?
Tell me, Mr. Andrews, what's the last thing you remember before finding yourself in this apartment?
Why, Judy. She and I were at the Club Tropicana, celebrating New Year's Eve.
I see.
I remember we quarreled about my drinking. I walked out on her and had a few drinks someplace else. That's all I can recall. Oh, my head. I've had hangovers, but I've never felt like this before. What time is it?
It's just 4 minutes after 12.
But it can't be 4 minutes after 12 New Year's Eve. That was hours ago when I left the Tropicana.
Mr. Andrews, that was New Year's Eve, 1947.
What do you mean, that was New Year's Eve, 1947?
This is New Year's Eve, 1948.
1948? What are you talking about? It's 1947.
Well, here's the morning paper. You can see the date for yourself.
Thursday, January 1st, 1948. No, it can't be. It can't be. A year gone? Just like that? Well, where did it go? I haven't lived it yet.
Perhaps you'd better let me clear up a few things for you.
1948.
My name is Smith. I was a resident physician until recently at the Park Hospital. While I was on duty last New Year's Day, 1947, you were brought into the hospital seriously injured, having been run over by a car. When you recovered consciousness 5 days later, you didn't know who you were. You were a victim of amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yes, and we didn't know who you were, as you had no identification papers.
But my wallet, letters...
They were gone. The only clue to your identity was a belt buckle with the initials C.A. on it.
We didn't know your real name, so I called you Charles, for the C.
Blanche was your nurse.
I've always liked the name Charles. And as for your last name, we thought Arnold was as good as any, so you became Charles Arnold.
But what have I been doing since the day I recovered consciousness?
Well, you weren't discharged from the hospital until May. Then you went to work as an insurance clerk.
As an insurance clerk? But I don't know anything about being a clerk. I'm a reporter.
Well, there was no way of learning what your occupation had been. So when Blanche learned of this opening in an insurance office, you applied for the position.
And that's where I've been working up to now?
Yes.
And then after you got your job, we were married.
Married?
Charles, I mean, Chris, don't you remember?
I'm afraid, Blanche, you really can't.
Married? But Judy, oh, it's like a dream. My head keeps throbbing. I keep expecting to wake up. There's that date in the paper. January 1st, 1948.
Doctor, you said he might never get over his amnesia.
Well, that was a strong possibility, but apparently the sounds of New Year's brought back his memory.
A year gone, just like that. Judy, my friends, job, all gone. Doctor, where am I? I mean, what's the address of this apartment house?
You're at 5718 North 13th Street. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? But how did I get to Philadelphia?
That we don't know. All that I can tell you is that your accident occurred just a few blocks from here.
Darling, I know what a shock it must...
Strange. You must have called me darling many times in the past. And yet this is the first time I've ever heard you call me that.
Yes. I know.
What did you say your name was?
Doctor. Come in, won't you?
Thank you. How are you, Blanche?
All right, I suppose.
How's Chris getting along?
He's fine. It's just...
Why, Blanche, what's this? I've never seen you cry. Here, here.
No, it's just that everything's so changed. Those 6 months Chris and I were married before he regained his memory were the happiest of my life.
And now?
This past month since he got his memory back, it's been as though I were married to a stranger. It isn't as though he doesn't try to be nice to me, but it's also obvious he doesn't love me.
Now, Blanche, you mustn't say that.
It's true, I tell you. How can a man love a woman those first 6 months as he loved me and then fall out of love with her when he's regained his memory?
You must have patience, Blanche. It will take time for Chris to adjust himself to what's happened. He fell in love with you as Charles Arnold, and I'm sure he will as Chris Andrews. You just must give him time.
Judy. Oh, Judy. Oh, just let me look at you. Oh, this can't be true. You're being here.
Well, it is. It's been a long time.
Yes. Year and a month since New Year's Eve, 1947.
Chris, what are you doing here in Philadelphia?
I live here.
Well, so do I. I got a job with Ryan and Company as a copywriter here a few months ago.
Look, Judy, we can't talk here on the sidewalk.
That's right. Well, look, I live only a few blocks from here. We can go to my apartment.
Oh, that's fine. There's so much I want to ask, and there's so much to tell.
Here, let me have your hat and coat.
Thank you.
Would you like something to drink?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh? Chris, you have changed. You look so much older.
Well, you don't. You're as lovely as that night I saw you last.
Thank you, Chris.
Judy, you'll have to let me explain what happened after I left you that night at the Tropicana. If you find it difficult to believe, I won't blame you. It still seems like a nightmare to me. That night, after I left you... And so now you know everything. From the moment I last saw you to this one.
Oh, no wonder you look different after having gone through an experience like that. Well, you're all right now. You know who you are. You're happily married. You have a job.
I'm not happily married, Judy.
Chris, you mustn't talk like that. Surely you must have loved your wife if you married her, and she hasn't changed.
Judy, there's never been anyone for me but you. You know that. And you still feel that way about me.
No, I don't.
When we met tonight, that old look was still in your eyes. You do care. You know you do.
Please, Chris, no matter how I feel about you, it's over now. You're married, and that's all there is to it. I wish you'd go, and I don't want to see you again.
Chris, where have you been? I expected you home from work hours ago.
I met a friend.
Oh, you look so tired. Do you feel well?
Blanche, this past month I tried my best to be a good husband, haven't I?
Oh, you have been, darling.
No, there's something missing, and you know it. Oh, it isn't your fault, it's mine. And as a result, we're both unhappy.
You mustn't say that, Chris. I feel that in time, things will be as they were when we were first married. When you were Charles Arnold.
No, but they won't be, Blanche. It's no use, I tell you.
Chris, who is the friend you met tonight?
The girl I was once engaged to.
I see.
Blanche, you've got to give me a divorce.
No, Chris. I'll never do that.
But why? You know I don't love you. What's the sense in going on like this?
Chris, when you were Charles Arnold, you did love me, and we were happy together. I had your love once, and I mean to win it back. I won't give you a divorce.
Hello, Judy.
Chris. Chris, I asked you not to call on me again.
Judy, I've got to talk to you. May I come in?
Well, all right. But just for a few minutes.
Thank you. Judy, even if we hadn't met again a week ago, things wouldn't have been any different between my wife and myself. I'll never love her. And I'm not going on with her.
What do you mean, Chris?
I'm going to leave her, Judy, and start all over, someplace far away. I just came around to say goodbye.
Are you set on leaving her?
Yes. Nothing can change my mind about that.
Now, you've got to understand my position, Chris. I could never be happy with you if I thought I'd been the one who came between you and your wife. But if you are going to leave her, I would like to see you again when you're free.
Would you, Judy?
Yes. But I don't want to see you until she's given you a divorce.
A divorce? Judy, I am going to be free. Nothing's going to prevent it. Nothing. Blanche, how would you like to go out tonight?
Go out?
Yeah, we might take in a show or go dancing. Didn't I ever take you out when I was Charles Arnold?
Why, yes. We used to have wonderful evenings together then.
Well, why not now? Unless you don't want to.
Oh, Chris, there's nothing in the world I'd rather do.
Hey, why the tears?
Oh, it's just that I'm so happy.
Oh, come here. Did this Mr. Arnold ever put his arms around you like this?
Oh, yes, often. Oh, Chris, stop squeezing me so tight. Chris!
Sorry, darling.
Oh. Oh, you almost squeezed me to death.
That's so you remember that I'm your husband and not Mr. Arnold. And Blanche.
Oh, yes, Chris.
I'm taking a week's vacation soon. What do you say if we go up to the Adirondack Mountains for a week of winter sports?
Oh, Chris, I'd love to. Well, it'll be like a second honeymoon.
Blanche, you all right? There's only a few more feet to the top.
I'm coming, darling. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Oh, Chris. Oh, the view is wonderful from here, isn't it?
You're right. Being up here is like being alone in the world.
Yes, just the two of us. Oh, this past week's been a wonderful one, Chris. I've never been so happy.
Nor have I.
Oh, be careful, Chris. Don't go so near the edge. That canyon's 4,000 feet deep.
Oh, this ledge is perfectly safe. Come over here and take a look at the valley below.
All right. Ooh, please keep your arms around me, Chris. Looking down like this frightens me.
There. You're safe in my arms.
Chris, why are you looking at me that way?
What way, dear?
I don't know. Is your head throbbing again?
No, dear. I don't suppose you've changed your mind about giving me a divorce. Have you?
Giving you a divorce? But I thought we were so happy together.
Yes, that's the impression I meant people to get.
Chris, you can't be serious. Well, everything's been wonderful these past few weeks.
Oh, I see it won't be any use trying to talk you into it.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, Blanche. I don't want to do this, but you've given me no alternative. It's really your own fault that you must die.
Let go of me. Let go.
No, you struggling, darling. No one can see or hear you. And you can't possibly escape.
You can't throw me off that ledge, Justin, and I'll hang you.
I don't think so, dear.
Chris.
We've been so happy these past few weeks. I'm sure the police will see it as an unfortunate accident.
Stop pushing me toward the edge. Chris, don't. I'll give you a divorce. I'll give you anything.
I'm afraid it's too late for that. Good evening, Judy. May I come in?
Why, yes, of course. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm all right. I want to thank you for the note you sent me when Blanche died.
I can't tell you how sorry I was to hear about it, Chris.
Yes, it all happened so quickly.
Mm. What have you been doing since then?
Oh, just working. Trying to straighten myself out.
Yes.
Judy, perhaps I shouldn't talk about it now, seeing that Blanche has only been gone a month, but I've been thinking of leaving town. Will you come with me?
Please sit down, Chris. You make me nervous walking back and forth like this.
All right. But you haven't answered my question.
Well, it isn't easy to answer.
It would be if you said yes. I see in your eyes you mean no. Why?
Chris, I've met someone else recently.
someone else. But you said if I were free, you'd marry me.
I didn't say I'd marry you. I said if you were free, I'd like to see you again. But now I'm not even sure of that. You're so different from what you used to be.
Stop being clever. If you didn't say you'd marry me, you implied as much.
Please, Chris, you're making it so difficult for me.
I'm making it difficult for you. And I suppose what I've been through doesn't count. I risked my life to get you.
Risked your life? Chris, what are you saying?
Are you such a fool as to believe that Blanche fell off that mountain?
Chris, you didn't.
Yes. And I didn't because you said you'd marry me if I were free.
Oh, no, I meant a divorce.
But she wouldn't give me a divorce. It was the only way I could gain my freedom. And now you tell me there's someone else.
Oh, Chris.
I did it for you. And you're going to marry me.
No, I won't.
If I can't have you, no one else will.
Chris, what's the matter with you? Chris!
We were meant for each other, darling. In life and in death.
Chris, if you come any closer, I'll scream for help. No, don't. Chris, no!
You won't marry me. You'll never marry
anyone
else. There. He'll never have you.
Open up in there.
I didn't want to do it, darling. But you forced me to. Oh, my head. It throbs so. Everything's like a nightmare.
Open up in there. This is the police.
The police? I've got to get away. Oh, they're closing in on me. There's no escape from this room.
Let's work our ways out from this end of the rope to the other.
They'll never take me alive. Never. I've got 5 bullets. 4 for them and the last for myself.
Take it easy now, Joe. You may be hiding behind one of those chimneys.
Oh, my head. It keeps throbbing so. If I could only think. All this can't be real. It's like a horrible dream. And yet they're coming for me.
Wait. There's someone behind that chimney over there. Get under cover.
They'll never take me alive, never. I'll show them.
Keep down, Mike.
Why don't you come and get me? If I shoot it out with me, huh? I'll show you.
Come on, Mike. His gun is empty.
Oh, empty. You'll never take me alive. Never.
He's climbing up on the ledge. It's 15 stories down.
I'm coming, Judy. I'm coming.
He's going to jump.
I'm falling. Falling. You'll never take me. Never. I'm falling. Falling.
Doctor, the patient's recovering consciousness.
Yes, you're right. He's opening his eyes.
Oh, my head. It drops so. Where am I? Oh, it was a dream. Not real. Oh, thank heaven.
Now, you must be quiet. You've been in a serious accident.
Accident?
Yes. You were hit by an automobile New Year's morning. Would you mind telling me your name? There weren't any identification papers in your clothing, and we'd like to inform your relatives of what happened.
My name? It's... I can't remember my name.
I see. Well, what about your address? Can you remember that?
No. No, I can't remember anything.
Now, you mustn't get excited. It'll all come back to you. You received a fractured skull from the accident.
There was a mountain.
Mountain? You mean you live near one?
I don't know. There was a mountain. And the police were chasing me. And I jumped off a high building. It's all mixed up.
You probably dreamed that while you were unconscious. But you're all right now. Just need rest and quiet.
Where am I?
You're in the Park Hospital, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? What day is it?
It's January 5th, 1947. It's 7:26 in the evening.
And you don't know my name?
No, all we have is your belt buckle with the initials C.A.
C.A.
Nurse, will you look after the patient now? I'll be in to see him later tonight.
Yes, doctor. Are you comfortable?
The initials C.A. What do you suppose they stand for?
Perhaps the C is for Charles?
Charles? Charles. I don't know.
Well, suppose I call you Charles, just for the time being. I always liked the name Charles.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Miss Thompson, but you can call me Blanche. And Charles, let me be the first to wish you a happy 1947.
The mysterious traveler again. Have you enjoyed our little trip? Oh, by the way, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. And I do hope you'll be careful about making new acquaintances. And perhaps you'd better keep an eye on the old ones, too. For after all, who can foretell the future? Not even Chris Andrews, or should I say Charles Arnold, knows what's in store for him. But we do, don't we? And speaking of the future, Oh, you're getting off here. I'm sorry. But I'm sure we'll meet again. I take this same train every week at this same time.
You've just heard The Mysterious Traveler, a series of dramas of the strange and terrifying. In tonight's cast were Maurice Toplin, Stuart Brody, Louise Fitch, Hester Sondergaard, and Mort Lawrence. Original music was played by Doc Whipple. The Mysterious Traveler is written and directed by Bob Arthur and David Cogan. The Mysterious Traveler has been presented from our New York studios. Carl Caruso speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Thank you for downloading and listening, and please spread the word. Subscribe and follow Murky Chronicles on Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on most of your favorite podcast platforms. You can get all the show links at lyricalspit.com. Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies. That's butcherspit.com.